This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Another female member of Yellowstone National Park's popular Junction Butte wolf pack has been killed. This time, Montana game wardens are investigating it as a poaching. Wolf 1478F is thought to have been killed on or around Christmas Day in Montana's Wolf Hunt Area 313, north of Yellowstone National Park. The killing is being investigated as illegal because, by then, hunters had already legally filled the three-wolf quota for that area. Wolf 1478F's death has rekindled the debate over allowing the hunting of wolves right next to Yellowstone's borders. Wolf advocates argue that the Junction Butte wolves are so acclimated to crowds they don't fear humans, making them easy targets when they venture outside the park. The poaching of Wolf 1478F adds insult to injury. The Junction Butte wolf pack lost its matriarch, Wolf 907F, on Christmas Day 2024 after a fight with wolves from a rival pack. Wolf 1478F was one of her offspring, and wolf watchers say she might have been poised to inherit her mother's place as pack leader. And another of 907F's offspring from a later litter, Wolf 1470F, was killed in September by a Montana hunter. Over the years, several members of the wolf pack have been shot by hunters in Montana, said wildlife photographer Debbie Dixon, who has followed the pack for years. Dixon said, "It seems disrespectful to the wolves that this pack keeps getting killed." With 1478F gone, the pack has 15 members, Dixon said, including two adults that are gray in color and 13 black wolves, including six pups, she said. Wolves of the Rockies spokesman Mark Cook said that 1478F might have been jockeying for higher status within the pack. Cook said, "She was a rising star within the pack, and she was moving toward a leadership position within the pack," he said. Cook said his organization isn't against the fair chase ethical hunting of ungulates, or big game animals, but finds wolf hunting troublesome. As he sees it, every time a member of the Junction Butte wolf pack gets picked off, it chips away at hunters' reputations. Cook said, "Every time a wolf is killed, the non-hunting community just gets angrier. What's more, wolves are a huge draw for park visitors, so they're vital to Yellowstone's tourism economy." Cook said, "We're killing the goose that laid the golden egg." In August of 2025, Montana became the 19th state to authorize the use of digital driver's licenses at places like TSA or Montana Vehicle Division exam stations. Now, the Montana Highway Patrol accepts them too. Montana Motor Vehicle Division Administrator Lori Bakri said, "Because if you always have it on your phone, you probably have your phone with you more often than you do your ID," she said. More than 22,000 Montana users so far have put digital driver's licenses on their cell phones. If someone gets pulled over by a Montana Highway Patrol trooper, the driver can show the digital ID on a cell phone through Apple Pay or Google Wallet or on the Montana Mobile ID Verifier app. The trooper can then quickly scan the ID on the cell phone and process the information. MVD staff say this new method is highly secure, and troopers receive the same information as though it were a physical ID. Montana Motor Vehicle Division Administrator Lori Bakri said, "You actually have to click and approve with your facial identification that, yes, you want to give up this information to this law enforcement officer. And then it's encrypted on your phone, so only when you give the ability for somebody to read your information can anybody get that information." Right now, Montana is one of a few other states allowing digital IDs. The application is optional. Right now, Montana Highway Patrol is the only statewide patrol that is accepting digital IDs, so law enforcement and the Motor Vehicle Division say to make sure you keep carrying your physical driver's license with you, too. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.